As we come into the new week, markets are beginning to shift focus away from the immediate Middle East headlines and back toward the macroeconomic outlook, although geopolitical risk remains an important wildcard. The U.S. dollar enters the week on the front foot after posting broad-based gains last week, underpinned by resilient U.S. economic data, a hawkish Federal Reserve, and growing expectations the U.S. interest rates may need to remain restrictive for longer, with some policymakers even leaving the door open for another rate hike. This week's calendar is dominated by U.S. labor market data, including JOLTS, ADP, and Thursday's non-farm payrolls report ahead of the July 4th holiday, while the ECB's Sintra conference also takes center stage as investors look for fresh guidance from Fed Chair Warsh, ECB Lagarde, and other major central bank leaders on the inflation and policy outlook. Breaking down the state of FX, the euro has recovered modestly after falling to fresh yearly lows, but continues to face headwinds from weak eurozone growth, contracting PMIs, and expectations that U.S. rates will remain higher for longer. Sterling is also struggling to gain traction amid lingering political uncertainty in the UK and the stronger dollar backdrop. Dollar-yen continues to trade near four-decade highs, supported by the wide U.S.-Japan yield differential, although persistent intervention threats from Japanese authorities continue to discourage a sustained dollar-yen move above the 162 level. The commodity currencies remain under pressure, with the Australian and New Zealand dollars among last week's weakest performers as softer commodity prices and cautious global risk sentiment offset relatively resilient domestic fundamentals. Equity markets have become more defensive after an extended rally. U.S. indices finished last week lower, with the Nasdaq suffering the heaviest selling as investors continued rotating out of high-valuation technology names amid concerns that elevated interest rates could weigh on earnings multiples. The S&P 500 also posted its weakest weekly performance in several weeks, while the Dow Jones remained comparatively resilient as investors rotate toward more defensive and value-oriented sectors. Commodity markets remain heavily influenced by developments in the Middle East. Oil prices fell sharply last week as confidence grew that energy supplies through the Strait of Hormuz would remain largely uninterrupted. However, renewed missile exchanges involving Iran, the United States, and regional actors over the weekend have once again raised questions over the durability of the fragile ceasefire framework, leaving crude vulnerable to a renewed geopolitical risk premium if tensions escalate further. Overall, the week begins with markets balancing two competing narratives, a macro backdrop that continues to favor U.S. exceptionalism and higher-for-longer interest rates against geopolitical risks that remain capable of quickly reshaping sentiment. With U.S. employment data and central bank communications dominating the calendar, investors are likely to look for confirmation on whether the dollar's recent strength and the broader repricing towards tighter monetary policy still have further room to run. That's all for now.